The cycle is easy to imagine. You're arrested, sentenced, and while incarcerated, perhaps you lose your job, potentially lose your home. Without a strong support network, getting a foothold on those things again after release is tough.
Is there a way that we can have these guys go work at these fish processing plants instead of them having come back to the facility at night, they sleep at the facility while we put them on electronic monitoring?
That's Department of Corrections Commissioner Dean Williams speaking to the Kenai City Council this week. DOCU works with the city to help inmates at Wildwood in a sort of work release program where they're able to keep working while serving their sentence to help keep their employment gap to a minimum. Williams says one of the downsides of the current system is that prisoners return to their cells at night after they've been outside all day with access to drugs, alcohol, and other contraband. He'd like to see prisoners finish off their last 6 months or a year under electronic surveillance, sort of easing them back into daily law-abiding life.
What I have been proposing is, you know, instead of these people coming back to the facility at night, and since PacStar has all kinds of housing and other places do, why wouldn't we just have them finish out the last part of their sentence here at the fish processing plant, where now they're employed, they're around other people who are working, they have function, they have purpose again in their life, and because you have a local city ordinance, you would have to do something about that city ordinance to provide some sort of dispensation or waiver for us to work that sort of plant.
Williams says he's not lobbying the city to change anything. There's either support for his idea or there's not. The cannery is currently zoned as heavy industrial, so in order for prisoners to be housed there, the state would have to apply for a conditional use permit, or the council could waive that requirement with an ordinance. To begin, the program would include 20 to 25 inmates. Williams says he'd like for them to be local, but if it works, there could be inmates from other parts of the state, too. The council seemed interested, but had some concerns, mostly about how or if the local police department would have to be involved with 24 more inmates in the community under electronic monitoring.
What happens when an alarm goes off? Who's going to be responding to that? That's really on us. Am I going to call the chief for help if something goes south? You bet I am. The point is, though, is that keeping track of these people already is a department function.
The city's administration will come up with some recommendations and possibly even have an ordinance drafted in time for the next city council meeting on March 21st. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.